After 3 years of paperwork and red tape, Red Cliff Radio may be on the air in the next month or two. Red Cliff is nestled on the hills overlooking the Apostle Islands of Lake Superior, surrounded by apple orchards and forests. Red Cliff tribal member Lynn Bacina says a low-power radio station would help ease the isolation and be a tool to reach the community.
You know, I don't think there's been a better way or a better mechanism for our organization or for our community to reach out and get good stuff to the community, you know, where they can start improving our own quality of life here.
Low-power FM stations cost as little as $10,000 to start up. National Federation of Community Broadcasters Low-Power FM Director Kai Ayatoro says tribes are using them more and more to preserve their culture in the face of mainstream media.
One of the reasons why low-power came into existence was to offer a voice to the local communities. Since the big boys have decided that they were going to gobble up all the radio stations or frequencies, I should say, throughout the country and give it one voice.
Ayatoro says one of the problems is the length of time to get the license and construction permits. In many cases, it can be a 2 or 3 year wait. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.